And welcome back to the Chats with Bernice. I am your host, Bernice Katalko. And yeah, it's been a minute, guys. It's really been a minute. I'm doing something different today. I actually decided to record and show my face, which is still kind of weird for me. But anyway, I'm getting used to it. It's been a hot second. I remember, where did we lift off? Oh my gosh. I think the last episode was me talking about how you sometimes need to take a break. Like, you're not always going to be pouring. You first need to fill a cup before you pour onto people. You cannot pour from an empty cup. I think that's where we left off. Yes, so I think what encouraged me to speak on that, I think because I literally disappeared for like a month, and during that month I was literally just learning. And I've learned that I'm not gonna always be pouring. There's always a season. There's a season for a reason. It's not gonna always be summer. Sometimes it would be winter, sometimes it would be autumn, who knows what. But I felt like for that episode, that's where I left off, and then afterwards I disappeared again. And that was because school got in the way. But it's not an excuse. It is not an excuse to spread the word of God. It's not an excuse. But yeah, school got in the way. I was a bit lazy. A part of me wanted to cancel and delete the podcast forever. For some reason, part of me really wanted to really like be like, you know, I'm done. This podcast is done. Then I got conviction today, and that's why I'm here. And that's why I'm here and trying something new. I think it's gonna encourage me and motivate me to really take the podcasting much more seriously and stuff. And what led me today, oh guys, believe it or not, I was praying. I was like, I knew something in me was telling me to record, but I didn't know what to record. Mind you, I have, if you could ask one of my friends, like my friends that know that I talk about with when it comes to brainstorming, I literally have a roster of topics, and those topics are usually, they're not just by myself, I feature it with someone, and those people are currently busy. So I'm just like, you know what, I'll just wait. And then I got conviction, be like, why don't you just go there alone? Like, what you've been doing, you're trying something new, you're trying to conversate and, you know, talk about your spiritual growth, and hopefully it'll touch the hearts of others. And yeah, that's where we are right now. Discussing, we're still in the series of spiritual growth. I don't think this series will not end, guys, by the way. It will not end. I'm even thinking of revamping and changing the whole podcast name, because I really want, as you see Chats with Bernice or whatever, you can see that this podcast is meant to glorify God, and I really want to head in that direction. So if you guys have any ideas or suggestions on how we can switch up the podcast a bit, and if you guys have any names, please hit them in the comment section below. Depending on what social media you're using, please let me know. So yeah, we are here. We're back and better. Hopefully. So today's topic for this episode was quite interesting. I recently got a revelation that I tend to go to my friends only to hear advice that I want to hear. I don't, hopefully I'm making sense, but I recently realized that I tend to go to people like friends, for my friends or family, hoping to hear the advice I would want to hear. It has its pros and cons. Sometimes I tend to, like, let's say if I receive a revelation from God, or I receive a message from God, and I don't like that message, and I'm like, God, this, I don't know about that. I don't know if that's what you're calling me. I'm not sure, even though God's telling me this is the way it is. But sometimes I'll be like, maybe let me just go to someone else and hear that information. And by doing that, it made me realize that sometimes we look for the danger. We seek for complications. We seek for unhealthy things when you know it's unhealthy. And if God has given you an answer, if God has revealed to you something, and you don't like what God has revealed to you, that's when we start to pray and go to the enemy and be like, the enemy is going to give me a much better answer, an answer that I know I will feel comfortable in. And once I got that revelation, I was completely shocked. Shocked, and I realized that I should stop seeking for worldly advice, and if I do choose to seek advice from like someone, a human, it has to be someone that the Lord has guided, or someone that is spiritually led, and someone that you know that the same revelation you got from God is going to come to that same person. So yeah, there are dangers when it comes to seeking advice, or yeah, seeking advice or trying to prove that you're right or something. There are dangers to it, and that has really, I was really fascinated by that. And I think, I don't know why it's a topic for today, but maybe there's someone out there who can really relate when it comes to that, when it comes to when you're dealing with the crisis and you want to hear God, and God is telling you something. God is telling you that, yo, I want you to go through to this direction, but a part of you aren't like confident in the choice God knows has for you, or the plans God has for you. So you go and seek advice from someone else, knowing that advice that you're going to receive from that person, it's what you're looking for. It is what you're looking for. It's like if God has given you a no, but you really want a yes. So you go seek that yes somewhere else. And you seek it by Tom, Jerry, who else knows. You seek that yes from someone else. And that is dangerous. That is really, really dangerous. And that's the revelation I got. And I was just like, whoa. 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 And yeah, I feel like, as believers, we need to really be firm and content with the relationship that we have with Christ, that we don't have doubts. I think, yeah, the root of us seeking advice from other people except God is because we have doubts, and which is not good, which shows that we are unsure of who God is. And mind you, God is our creator. God created us, and God knows a lot about us from the ins and the outs. So when we tend to seek some type of affirmation or somewhere else, or like sometimes people will go to the horoscopes and stuff like that, and who knows, advice, a therapist, not to discredit them, and you try to seek advice from them, it shows that you have doubt from what God has given you, or you have like certain doubts and you just want reassurance, which is not a bad thing. Reassurance is a really good thing, but reassurance can be found in the Creator. And be mindful that God is going to give us those recreations, reassurance. Sorry, I think, let me remove my glasses because the glare is irritating me. Yeah, the glare is irritating me. But yeah, when we tend to, sorry, what I was saying, when God has given us an answer, we tend to seek reassurance in things of the world, which do not clash. Number one, the things of the world and the things of heaven are two different things. So we tend to see, maybe I can find reassurance, or maybe I'll find a different answer that will suit my need, which is very wrong. So yeah, guys, stand firm in what God has got given you. Stand firm in the promise God has for you. Stand firm in the plans God has for you. Although those plans, let's say your current season that you're in, you're just like, oh God, but if you say these are the plans that you have for me, then how am I gonna get there? And let's say right now there's no sign of anything that leads to those plans, but stand firm in them. Just really stand firm in the promise God has for you. Although, I don't know, talking from my experience, I was going through, still am. God has told me, I'm not going to share it out there, because I feel like, yeah, when the time is right and it eventually happened, I'm going to look back to this video and be like, guys, just don't doubt. Don't doubt on the plans God has for you. Just don't doubt. Although your current, the present situation is not looking good, but don't doubt. But like I was saying, right now I was going through a season where I genuinely, like, I know the plans or the promise God has for me. I literally prayed, and I know that it is what God has, it's the plan/promise God has for me, because I can see that it has been confirmed through other people who are spiritually led by the Holy Spirit, and they have confirmed it. And also, yeah, it has been confirmed, and I see the scriptures, and I've been praying to God, and God just keeps giving me the same answers. But my present situation, I'm just like, if those are the plans, or is that, if that's the promise God has for me, but look now, like, what is going on now? And through that, I was just like, the presence is not even showing like a path to it, or what kind of, the season I'm currently in is not even showing a little hint to it. So I started looking around. I was just like, you know what, let me lead to this other path, and let me lead to this other path. And me being me, I always go to God for confirmation, making sure that what I lead myself into, I'm gonna make sure that I'm led by the Spirit. The Spirit has led me to that certain place. And I prayed, I was like, God, please confirm, like, is this the right place for me? Is this the right place? And I got the conviction, and God was like, Bernice, I didn't call you to this thing. Who told you to look around? Who, did I not tell you I have this for you? That's how I literally felt. I felt like God was telling me, did I not tell you I have this for you? And sooner or later, I did my daily devotion. And mind you, I do like a Bible plan on the YouVersion app. And some days I lack. So sometimes I'll miss like a couple of days. So I'll do a catch up on catching up all those like Bible plans. And for that specific, and for the, there was this devotional for a certain day, which was like that day. It was literally talking about being faithful, not only to God, but his promises and his plans. Just like the Israelites. The Israelites knew what God has called them to. The Israelites knew the promise of God, that the Israelites knew that God was going to take them to a land filled with milk and honey. But they had doubts, and we saw it happen. We saw it happen. It took them, for something that could have happened with weeks, it took them 60 years, guys. 60 years to get to that land of milk and honey. It took them, literally the half of the Old Testament is literally still the Israelites, which still shocks me, because I'm like, you know, I started reading more and I see that the Israelites are still here. We're still talking about the Israelites. Wow, for something that could have been easy. But yeah, we can take a look at the Israelites, for example. God made it clear the plans and the promise that he had for them. But because they doubted, they had doubts, or their current present situation when they were out in the wilderness, you can see here, you can read that they were complaining and stuff like that. So they kind of lost hope and showed that they had a doubt. And as the generation of today, and since we're lucky to have the Bible as a manual to show us what not to do and what to do, and we can learn from the Israelites of what not to do, because clearly we see what happened to them, and it took them, for something that could have taken weeks, it took them longer. So when we're in a season, let's stop doubting God. Honestly, this is not a message to you, this is a message to myself as well. And I've got to a realization that let me stop doubting God and the promise and the plans, you know. So we read in Isaiah that when the time is right, God will make it right. So in that season that we're currently in, and we're like, God, you said this is the plans, but it was preparation. Just like with the Israelites, God took them out in the wilderness for a reason. And out through the wilderness, they learned that they built the tabernacle. They started serving. God was just literally preparing them for the promise he has for them. Although the season right now, the present situation was not looking good, but God was literally preparing them for the season he had from them. So we can really learn from the Israelites. The Bible's there for a reason, and we should really start trusting and being content in what God has for us. Although we might not understand what is going on, but we really need to trust. And yeah, I think that's what led me here, honestly speaking. Because today's episode, I wasn't sure where it was going to go. And I'm glad that I prayed and the Holy Spirit has guided me into here. But yeah, this is a message to whoever. This episode's not going to be long. Like, I don't want to take much of your guys' time. Yeah, this message is not going to be too long. It's quite quick, short, simple. That, yeah, stop doubting the plans and promise God has for you. Right now, it might not look like there's even a hint of that promise, but just know God is preparing you. You're in that season of preparation, and right now that's where you need the most faith. You need faith. Like, guys, faith. Like, believe, have hope. Have hope and reign for content. Don't be like the Israelites and make gods out of gold or praise Baal out of... Yeah, don't go seek things, tu vois. Don't go and seek, don't open your eyes to too much. Just remain faithful. If you're not faithful to just a promise God has for you, it's going to show in other areas of your life. It's going to show in your schoolwork. It's going to show in your friendships, your love life, everything else. So God right now is literally working on you. Or God revealed to me that he's really working on me with just this preparation that I'm in and just remaining faithful to the promise that he has for me. So yeah, oh my gosh, this, guys, I had no plan, I had no guide. I was like, you know what, God, just pour your spirit in me and I'll just speak whatever that you want me to speak. And I hope that this really touches or motivates someone to realize that, you know, God is there. God might not be evident, but God will always be there. And I pray that, you know, we have the heart and the desire to remain faithful to God and to remain faithful to the promise God has for us. I pray that we get closer to him and we stop looking around and stop seeking in the things of the world and or stop seeking ungodly or advice that is not from God, just to feel comfortable, just to feel good about ourselves. Because one thing, sometimes if we don't like what we like to hear, we just like, I'm gonna hear it someone else, and which is very unhealthy. So yeah, that's today's episode, I guess. Guys, mind you, it wasn't planned. I felt like the Holy Spirit really wanted me to record today. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. As long as it was quite short, I do apologize, but I want to hear your guys' story. Like, I really want to engage with the listeners. I want to engage with you guys more. I think I'll record more, like, video wise, because it's actually quite cool. Even though I was nervous at first, but it's actually quite cool. And yeah, I want to engage with you guys more. Let's fellowship, guys. Let's really fellowship together. Hear your stories. I'm down. So please share in the comment section if you guys have anything to add on. I would love to hear your guys' story. Depending on what platform you're using, I think this will be on Instagram. Yeah, it'll probably be on Instagram, so you guys can just hit me up. I'd love to collaborate with you all. So yeah, thank you guys for coming, and may God bless you all.